is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, it's a free-for-all Friday. Anything that is on your mind, under your skin, on your radar, we can talk about it. Did that a bit last hour with Mike. We're going to find out more about the census deal. We'll be looking into that going forward. Also on the program coming up, Megan Barth, because it's Friday, but we will go to the phone lines to get things rolling. Matt in Okemos, Michigan, the lovely epicenter of all things Matt. Matt, welcome to the conversation.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I was going to say that Trump's being affected by this not recusing himself or recusing himself Sessions because it's affecting his family, not him. It's going after his son and Jared. He needs to make a presidential address to the nation and lay out why this is a lie and there's nothing in there, and he's going to give them 2 months. They can't. He's getting rid of this Mueller. That's it. It's over with. The game is up.
I think there's not a bad idea. I think that he should lay it out. But here's the other thing that should be discussed, Matt. Of course, the liberals would go crazy, but it doesn't matter. They're, one of the presidential powers is almost unfettered, and that is the power to pardon. I mean, Donald Trump could in effect neuter this pretty well, the whole thing. The only place that a pardon is not available is in terms of impeachment. Well, there's no impeachment obviously going on. But any other place it can be, and they can be done, as we learned with Gerald Ford pardoning Richard Nixon. It can be done if there's no crime that's been charged. And in this case, it would just, the blowback would be huge because CNN would have a meltdown, and so what? The fact of the matter is, right, you get back to governing, and George H.W. Bush did this during the Iran-Contra deal. He pardoned 6 people that were under investigation, possibly going to be charged and going to prison. 6 people in George H.W. Bush's administration pardoned, and they kept right on going. Yeah, there's a big outcry, and so what? We're 3.5 years from another. We're 3.5 years from another election. If you're going to pardon, pardon early and pardon often, and get on with the business of the people. That's what I would, because I think it's a bunch of nonsense. Now, if Paul Manafort was laundering money, as they, you know, some leaks say, yeah, that's a crime that should be investigated. He should be prosecuted if that's true. But we don't know what's true anymore. CNN has retracted so much. The New York Times has retracted so much. The Washington Post has retracted so much. Who knows what to believe? And Donald Trump has the power to pardon. What do you think of that?
I agree with you. I'm just saying that there's nothing they can grab onto. There's no crime. Watergate, there was a crime.
Yeah, the
See,
underlying
if he does
crime.
This, there's nothing to grab onto the ladder, and they're done.
That's right. There's nothing to grab onto, except now that we know that Mueller is now going to go look at financial transactions and this and that. Listen, if you put anybody under a microscope, if you put my, you know, financial dealings under a microscope, you know, anybody, you could find a nickel here, a dollar there. You could, well, you know, you made a mistake here. You didn't. Okay, but that'd be true of anybody. If you put them under the microscope like that, you know, anybody's going to, and if you're dealing in hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm sure they could find out, well, he didn't do this right. He wasn't, and of course, when he didn't do something right, which wasn't him, of course, being done, it'd be his accountants make a mistake. Well, he's a cheat. He tried to, you know, cheat here. He's a tax, you know, because they would spin it that way, right?
It just never ends, so he needs to end it. Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right.
Good show.
Thank you, man, as always. Greatly appreciate the time. All right, so what about pardoning Flynn, Kushner, Donald Jr., Manafort? And can the president pardon himself? It's not actually specifically clear, but I'm sure that it would go to the United States Supreme Court if he just said it. But there is one game that could be played. There is one game that could be played that would cause, and I'm not suggesting any of these are a good idea politically. In fact, they're probably a very bad idea politically, but you have to balance this out. Are you going to be in this quicksand of investigation until 2020, where nothing gets done and it's bogged down, and you have this constant cloud over the administration, or do you pardon it and take all the heat at once? But the 25th Amendment would allow the President of the United States to say, I'm not feeling well today. I should not be president for a day or an hour. At which point Mike Pence becomes president for an hour, pardons Donald Trump from any potential, you know, mistakes, problems, you know, malfeasance, whatever. And then Donald Trump becomes president and it's all done. And it's all perfectly constitutionally legal. The president's pardon power is almost unlimited, except that it's limited to federal offenses. Federal offenses, and I don't see how you could stretch any of this into a state crime, but I'm guessing the people of the state of New York would do their level best. Well, he committed a crime in New York, because those are all political opponents of Donald Trump as well, who would try to do their level best to destroy him, and they won't give up. But he has almost unfettered access to the pardoning process. At any rate, the hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. One ex-Obama official who urged anti-Trump leaking, Evelyn Farkas, who encouraged there to be leaks, using an appearance at a security forum to accuse the president of Kremlin tactics. I mean, this is just more of the same garbage. More of the same garbage. Evelyn Farkas, who left the Obama administration in 2015 after serving as a deputy assistant secretary of defense, spoke on a panel Thursday at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado. She took aim at Trump for past remarks that the United States, like Russia, has killed people too. That's very dangerous, she said. Kremlin tactics. Language of relativism. That's interesting, coming from a whole crew that uses relative language to explain their behavior time and again. Situational morality. Situational morality is something that the left clings to on a very regular basis, from my experience. The influence these Russians have on him could be greater because of these business ties and because he may owe them money. And, of course, the issue of his campaign manager and all the work he was doing. And again, if Paul Manafort was guilty of some malfeasance and doing something wrong because he was laundering money or was hiding money of some way with the Russians, then Paul Manafort can go to jail or whatever. But Paul Manafort was fired from that campaign, what, a year ago? Long time ago. I had to go back and look and see when he was, but it was middle of the year last year, right? So it was a long time ago that Manafort got the boot. So if you go back that far, you have to realize that the connection to Paul Manafort, if Paul Manafort owed money, then that was Paul Manafort. How that would extend to Donald Trump is something for the conspiracy theorists to work out amongst themselves. There you go. Straight ahead today on the program, we're going to continue the conversation with Megan Barth. Megan will also have a few things to say about this. The mainstream media, the attention to detail, the fishing expedition on Robert Mueller's part, and so much more. Quick break. We'll be right back with Justin Danhof from the Free Enterprise Project.